It was 119 degrees Fahrenheit here yesterday. Really, really, really hot day on Mars. It'll get up to about 30 degrees Fahrenheit. And at night, it goes to more than 100 below.
Martian deserts are both frozen and sunbaked. With no ozone layer, UV levels are so high that any unprotected organism, even a Martian microbe, will be burnt to a crisp within minutes. A good hat is just not going to cut it. So why not leave all the dirty work of exploring Mars to robots?
One thing about humans is that they have a capability to improvise on the spot, even if you don't have the right tools with you, that robots lack. In Death Valley, this stuff was wet. It got dry. When it dried, it cracked. We're investigating the idea that something similar happened on Mars. You know, I'd love to be able to do this on Mars, and we can't. But a human on the scene can improvise pretty well.
Getting down and dirty on Mars will mean exactly that. When an ill wind blows on the red planet, dust really does go everywhere. About once every 3 years, local storms go global, and the dust can block your view for months. It happened the very first time we sent a probe into orbit in 1971.
When Mariner 9 got to the planet, there was a giant dust storm that had completely shrouded the surface from it.
They could see nothing, just dust. And as the dust started to recede, all of a sudden these dots appeared. There's three of them lined up. What the heck are those? Turned out to be the peaks of the three great volcanoes on Mars.
And that's when we begin to realize just how varied the terrain and topography of Mars was.
This was the moment that Mars began to reveal itself. A world with a secret history and the spectacular scenery to match.